95.7 The Hog, Morning Hog Brew Review. And it is Josh S.R. Perot bringing us great flavors from around the globe.
Or at least the United States.
I'm putting in my own special effects. Hey, by the way, speaking of the United States, I know this. The Sierra Nevada mountains are in the United States of America. Did you know that?
Fun That's fact. Well done.
Yeah.
All right.
Fact, yeah.
Where at?
I don't have no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, west.
Isn't it Colorado?
Western U.S.
North Dakota.
Yeah. Same.
Don't North Dakota?
I have no idea.
Hey, get
I trusted you for a second.
We're doing a beer segment, not geography.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll learn something, though, about them right now because you have Sierra Nevada beers.
I do.
Oh, that's coincidental.
I have some really cool ones.
Okay.
So none of these beers we currently carry, 12-pack or 6-pack at all.
Really?
Except for in this variety pack.
Oh, okay.
So this is their fan favorite variety pack, which means people clamored for these beers, put them all in a variety pack, and here we are.
Okay. All right.
So, really cool.
We're fans, so we're part of this pack.
So we're going to start off with, you may have heard of some of these beers and kind of they call back a little bit. But again, that's the reason they're a fan favorite, right? They've been around.
Sure. Yeah.
People want them back. So this is Nooner Pilsner.
Okay. Mm.
So we're going to kind of start off on a little bit of a light note.
Not a problem. Haven't had a Pilsner in a while. Okay. Don't mind the change.
You're probably overdue for a Pils.
He's overdue for his Pils?
Mmm. Smells good.
He's been off his meds for weeks.
Yeah, I figured. Explains a lot.
All right, good standard Pils.
Yeah, 5.2%, easy drinking, you know, German style.
I like that. In fact, I love this.
It's just that, and it's in my head, I'm sure, but I'm like, there's a Sierra Nevada signature underlying flavor that I love.
Yeah, I think they're really good at keeping it Sierra Nevada. Kind of like, I mean, Stone, Lagunitas are all the same way, where they have a very specific flavor, but still able to make different beers.
Yeah.
Like a base or a root.
Sure.
Like a root. I would say a root.
A root.
That's a good one.
It's like a root.
Not a root.
A root. And it goes from the tree and goes under your driveway, and the driveway cracks, but you're like, it's fine. It'd be cool. And then it's over on the other side of your yard, and you got to get a tree guy to come
out. And then it's $25,000 to replace the cement.
It's just like, why don't you have some beers instead?
Right.
That's what we're trying to tell you about. That's the beauty of the brew review. We give you these good ideas.
Yeah, just go get gravel.
Yeah, don't worry about your roots. Okay, that's very good. Pils, and the Pilsner, by the way, as you said, what, 5.2?
5.2%.
Yep. Easily manageable. What's next?
I think we are going to go with, I had my mind made up, and then I'm changing it.
Do you want me to spin the prize wheel for you?
I'm going to go with your Flipside Red IPA.
Oh!
Which is not a style you see much around anymore.
Okay.
No, and...
But I am
you
a
hardly
fan.
Ever see it.
Right.
Flipside
hardly ever.
Red IPA.
See a red IPA. When I see it, one of these on a menu,
right?
I get it.
Really?
Yep.
I won't even ask. Well. Yeah. Because you're getting a lot more of that malt balance on it.
Okay.
Which you don't, like I said, not a lot of people do sell anymore. 6.2%.
Well, I like the way this thing stinks.
Mm. You should see the way it tastes.
Mm.
Oh,
again. Nicely balanced.
Mm-hmm. Okay, obviously red IPA because of the color, right?
Yeah.
Comes from the hops.
Right. From the malt.
Yeah. Oh, see? Glad I asked that wrong question.
Getting a little bit more roasted malt in that, so it's getting a little bit more of a red color. Not going all the way to like a stout or a porter or anything like that, but a nice balance, that malt. You get a lot of hop bitterness up front, then it kind of like trickles into the citrus, and then finishes with the malt.
I think that's where I was sniffing. Nice. It's the Sierra Nevada hop profile that's going to be the common thread through all these. That's what it is.
Look at you.
Props to you, Sierra Nevada folks. This is great. This is a great beer. Really nice. What is this?
6.2.
6.2. Okay. 6.2. I can still do math at 6.2. I can balance a checkbook.
6.1.
And we're in the midst of a fan variety pack. The fans clamored for it. And you can, why are you going on 2-for-1?
Yeah.
Double fisting.
So here's one you may remember. This is a Hop Hunter IPA. So they're using distilled hop oil in this. Wait, can smell it.
Distilled what?
Distilled hop oil.
Mm,
okay. So this is going to be one of those hop head beers.
Okay.
It is super dank.
Distilled meaning that it goes to a different product, like the water gets distilled. Right.
Usually they're either throwing whole cone hops or frozen hops in these beers to hop them out.
Get ready
but
for
they are
that
taking
nose punch.
Essentially concentrated or distilled hop oil in this. So, yeah, all you got to do is smell it. You might smell it through the camera.
Oh, my gosh.
It's very prevalent. 6.2% alcohol as well.
See? I got you, right? Your nose is running.
I like that right there.
That's let me try.
Faux show.
But they're pulling the lupulin directly out of the hops out of this and then distilling that. So that's where you're getting
Very different. It is very different.
Right.
It's noticeably different. I mean, almost like it doesn't have a linger to it. It's just like
it does kind of dissipate pretty quickly. Yeah. That's impressive, especially for such a hoppy beer. You're not getting a ton of those citrus notes in there.
Right.
More of that kind of pine and resin on this particular beer. But for you traditional IPA lovers, right there.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. And you have not had this before.
I've had it in the past.
You've had this one?
Yeah, but it's been quite some time.
I have too. Yeah. I don't think I've had the Hop Hunter.
Been a while.
You know what I'm hunting? One more beer. Thank God there is one. That would have been a terrible edit to try to make that pick. Yeah. Okay. What is our last Sierra Nevada sample from the fan favorites?
Ruthless Rye IPA.
Oh, damn. Just based on the name. And by the way, I should point out that a Florida native, Ruthless Robbie Lawler, won his last UFC fight this past Saturday night. And I was so excited when he unexpectedly knocked out Nico Price in the first round that the beer that I had at the time, which is not one of these, of course, I jumped up and I spilled not 2/3 of it, like here, and on the person next to me in the floor. But, you know, it was all in the safe victory. You know,
this is worth it.
Forgetting that I had a beer in my hand. So it's a lesson for you amateurs right now if you're trying to celebrate something, football, fights, band camp, whatever. Don't raise your arms if you have an open container.
I've seen videos of
them. Yeah.
Not yours.
Yeah, I should have sent you that probably. All right, so.
The Ruthless.
Ruthless Rye. Because why?
Because this is 6.6% alcohol.
Oh.
And the rye is ruthless.
Oh, okay. All right. Fair enough. I thought it was going to
tell me. Did you want like a story?
I thought you were saying 18%. I was going to hold on to something.
If you have three of them, it's 18%, right?
You can, in the sampler, you can get three of them, right? Mm-hmm. Boom. Look at that. Josh didn't even know he was...
Beer mouthed all the way around.
Boom.
So rye has been one of those ingredients that have been used in alcohol for quite literally forever.
Okay.
So it's nice to see a callback, especially with beer. You don't see a whole lot of rye IPAs. That's what's really cool about this variety pack is some of the styles aren't generally around anymore. So it's nice to see a throwback and some beers that are classically loved in the Sierra Nevada community.
Right. And it's strange that I would imagine a lot of the stuff maybe is at their tap room or something that you can only get otherwise.
I think you can get some of the stuff at the tap room for sure.
Yeah.
They have a couple, one in California, North Carolina, and North Dakota.
I'm
lying about North Dakota.
Yeah, you know.
But,
yeah. That's all right. Let's stick with North Carolina. That's attainable drive now. So limit to, you need to go to srprod.com/beerfinder right now.
Yeah, definitely for these. These are not available on draft, any of them whatsoever.
Okay.
None are available by themselves in six packs. So you have to get the skull black variety to grab these beers.
Okay.
This is really good.
Yeah.
I love this.
I should probably go to Total Wine like now. We should wrap this episode up. Like
we can do that.
Why are you winking at me? Okay, good. Let's do it. All right. So thanks, Josh. That's really great. I'm going to go now. I'm going to get in the car and take off. You can get these at srprod.com/beerfinder. Check them out. Great flavors for you on the Morning Hog on 95.7 The Hog.
Hey, wait, Riggs.